on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light's switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
28 to 11, Going Greyhounds with one and only Dave Carlton. Morning, Dave.
Good morning to you, Cozzy. What a great week it's been. Just loving the greyhound racing. But then again, I do say that every week, don't I?
Yeah, too right. It's great sport.
Oh, it's fantastic. Just loving it. And welcome to Going Greyhounds at the start of another week where Group Glory will again be up for grabs. The Group 1 Winter Carnival Cup will be run at Albion Park in Brisbane this Thursday night. I can't wait to be on track for it. While the Group 2 Bendigo Cup will be decided on Friday night in Victoria. Well, let's start with the heats of the Winter Cup, and Mapunga Blazer was absolutely incredible, obliterating the Albion Park track record in his heat. Here's Paul Dolan's call.
Racing and flying out there, Codrington Kid. Mapunga Blazer got out well, goes to second, followed there by Go Lassie Go. Now Cosmic Bonus got back in the field. They scamper out of the straight. Codrington Kid being joined by the brilliant Mapunga Blazer, who forges to the lead. There clear of Go Lassie Go, followed by Morris Minor. A mile back then, Trooper Manelli, Cosmic Bonus, Deep Impact is one of the last with Drink Schooners. But have a look at Mapunga Blazer with a comeback kid. Mapunga Blazer shot clear, won by, oh, I reckon, 9 lengths to Codrington Kid. Throw a few in there for the mix for third. You've got Morris Minor, Go Lassie Go, Drink Schooners and Codrington Kid all up there. Deep Impact wasn't terribly far away. Cosmic Bonus behind those.
Oh, that was just absolutely brilliant. Totally airborne, as they say. Mapunga Blazer making it a one-act affair in one of the heats of the Group 1 Winter Carnival Cup. I'm going to get Jeff Britton on the line in just a second in relation to the win. It blew us all away. Paul Dolan, Luke Gatehouse, the boss of the Albion Park Greyhound Club, and everybody else who witnessed Mapunga Blazer was just awestruck by the victory. And we'll get Jeff Britton on the line in just a second. I'm having some problems tracking him down. So we'll speak to Jeff. I've got a lot to talk to him about. He's got some really good youngsters coming through the ranks too. And also he has hastened slowly in the final in Brisbane on Thursday night. So we're still trying to get hold of Jeff. Still coming up on the show, we'll have Tony Brett. And Tony Brett has Jury jumping from box one in the Winter Carnival Cup final. Jury, the national sprint champion. He's only had a couple of runs back. And Tony must be delighted with him. And the race, the Winter Carnival Cup, has really been Tony Brett's own over the past 4, 5, or 6 years. I think he's won about 5 out of the past 7. So we'll get Tony Brett on the line in just a second, and we'll have a chat to him. Mark Gatt is going to be joining us as well. Ritzeleni for Mark hasn't officially retired as yet. Mark will let us know, but Ritzeleni had a start a couple of weeks ago at Bulleye, and unfortunately, the dog obviously must have gone amiss, so a stud career beckons. And, Ritzeleni has already had a go at being a sire, and we'll speak to Mark about that. We'll also look at some other news. And, look, while I'm here, all the best to the Grafton Club, because their big winter carnival, it kicks off tonight. So tremendous racing in the Jacaranda Town coming up, not only with the greyhounds, but also with the thoroughbreds. Well, I promised you Tony Brett would be coming on the show. It's taken on many different forms, the Winter Carnival Cup in Brisbane over the years. I'm going to tell you about the history very shortly of that. But in the meantime, we're going to get Queensland Hall of Fame trainer Tony Brett with us now. He's won 5 of the past 7 Cups, ISO Octane 2011, the mighty Glengallen in 2012 and 2013, Flash Reality in 2014, and last year with Fast Times, and he's on the line. And Tony, your dad won it in 1994, so I guess maybe another name change is imminent. Maybe we could call it the Brett Winter Carnival Cup.
For sure, Dave. It's been a great race for us over the years, definitely. And when you hear the list of dogs who have won it, it's a pretty special race, that's for sure.
I guess Glengallen, would that be your favourite win so far?
Yeah, mate, to do it 2 years in a row is always an achievement. I think he was the first dog to do that for the Winter Cup. So, no, mate, he'll always hold a special place with us, and the Winter Cups were very special.
I remember, I think it was a Winter Carnival Cup. I think he might have had box number 7, and I was watching him behind the boxes as you were just parading around with him, and he was ripping your arms out of the sockets.
Yeah, mate, he was, and that was the thing with him. He's so calm and relaxed that when it's time to go. And yeah, mate, that year I think he beat Dynatron and Magic Sprite. It was an awesome field, and he jumped nicely from out wide. And mate, yeah, it was a great race.
Tony, you've got Jury in the final this Thursday night at Albion Park. The dog finished second and not available from box 8 in his heat. It only his second start in 4 months, so you must be happy that he's returned in good fashion.
Yeah, Dave, over the moon, mate, and timing sort of ticking along very nicely. He hurt a hip support in the heats of the Australian Cup at the Meadows back in February. So, like you said, he's had 4 months off, and we'd always sort of earmarked this race as to try and get back to. And, timing's come along nice. And an extra one probably would have been nice early on. But, mate, I just couldn't have been happy with the way he ran last week. He got to the line very nice, and I just know he'll be even better this week.
Well, you've always got a way of making them peak on time, haven't you?
Mate, that's what it's all about. No use doing all your work in the heats and then having nothing left in the final. So it is a bit of a timing run with these races, and just having your dog ready to fire on the night. And the way it's come to hand's great, mate. The draw just is very nice, and while it's a great field, he'll give us plenty from the inside box.
Yeah, well, he's drawn box 1 in the final, and he has 3 wins and 3 placings from 6 starts from the red.
Yeah, mate, he does go good there. His last couple out of the red, he's just missed it slightly. And, mate, if I've got one mission in life, it's this week, is to get him out of the boxes. I think if he can sort of run a 5.50 sectional, which I know he can, it's just a matter of getting him produce it on the night. And if he can run that, he's going to be right up there near the front and maybe close to leading. And if he leads and can run a bit of time in front, there's some great dogs in there, but mate, there's not a lot of difference between everyone in this when you get to this level, and they only need to hold up the back markers a bit and the front runners will pinch it. So, mate, we're not giving up hopes of beating Mapunga Blazer. Many people consider him over the line, but that's one thing. Getting in the final's the hard bit. Once you're there, anything can happen.
Well, we saw Jury win the National Sprint Final on the Albion Park circuit. But really, as you look back at the past 12 months, Tony, it has also been a tough year for you with 30 Talks retiring after injury and, of course, the sad loss of Opal Nera.
Yeah, Dave, mate, it's sort of the penthouse to the basement, they call it, and it's been a bit like that this year. We had our best year in ground racing last year. Most winners, most group races, most prize money won. I was inducted into the Hall of Fame, and mate, some of the highs in our life, and when it turns, and it gives you some of the lows, unfortunately. And dogs with injuries is never nice and always a bit sad, and especially when you lose a dog. And, I mean, it doesn't happen very often at all, but, it is a sad part of our game, unfortunately. And like you said, it leaves you feeling a bit hollow. But, mate, that's one thing with the dogs. You just keep bobbing along and give them your best, and it'll come back to you.
Now, Fast Times, I believe, is in pup or about to be in pup to Fernando Bale. So I'm sure that you'd like to get hold of some of those pups, Tone.
A little split image, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Split image, I beg your pardon. Yeah.
I'm hoping Fast Times isn't in pup, or otherwise that is history. Yeah,
yeah, but, those pups would be brilliant.
Exactly. Yeah, no, split image has been served by Fernando. And, she was assistant at 30 Talks and a very good bitch in her own right, mate. And I don't think I'm much chance of prizing one out of Terry or George Duane, so I'm just hoping I can put my name out there, and I'm sure she'll throw something that we can train for sure.
Too right. Well, I'll just say the box draw for Thursday night's Winter Cup final in Brisbane. You're Greyhound Durian 1, Gunnedoo Rev 2, Codrington Kid 3, Joyce Rumble 4, Not Available 5, Mapunga Blazer 6, Hasten Slowly 7, It's Dylan 8, Reserves Catch Me Curly and Benali. So I guess arguably you do have the main Queensland hope, Tone.
Oh, mate, yeah, same. I mean, the Queenslanders are drawn 1, 2, 3 and 8, and mate, I just think, while it's Dylan in the 8, a very fast Queensland dog, mate, I just, if I'd have been able to write down the box draw myself, they pretty much got it exactly how I would have put it. I was just hoping for a good draw inside for us, and I just said, just bunch the main hopes together, and that's probably the three Victorians, and it's Dylan, and there's a us and the other couple of Queenslanders in 1, 2, 3, and it'd be nice to battle it out, that's for sure.
Well, speaking of Queensland, speaking of, let's say, New South Wales, what about the Origin Series at Albion Park on Thursday week, Tony? Three races featuring Queensland chasers taking on those from New South Wales. It's a great concept.
Yeah, Dave, it really is. And it's sort of, mate, yeah, it's created a bit of excitement all around, a bit of a buzz, and not only the rivalry between states, but you're talking to trainers up here, and they're trying to get their dogs in to get a spot to be able to represent Queensland. Talking to Mick Zammit after the Stain race on Thursday night with his new young stayer, and that's what I said. He's got to be up for contention in the Stain ranks, and that's what Mick said. Oh, it'll be great to be able to get in there. So no, it is a good talking point, mate. And they actually they're taking the trainers of the 6 or 17 dogs in the State of Origin to the actual State of Origin mat. So there is some reward as well. So no, mate, it is. It's a great series, and I mean, I'm in Wayne Bennett's booth, where I've got a couple of the New South Wales chances up here doing their training. So, yeah, it's a bit tough of how it works, but, I'm hoping Jury comes through it and can get a spot in the sprint, and he'll represent us well.
Absolutely. And, well, that State of Origin, or the Origin Series at Albion Park, it's on the very night after the third State of Origin Rugby League match. So you'd be hoping that the Maroons can give it to the Blues at the Creek, because it hasn't gone the Maroons' way on the footy field so far, Tone.
No, mate, it's, yeah, we know how you've felt for the last decade or so. it's not nice, but no, mate, the football's been good. I've loved the footy this year, and even though we've gotten beaten, but last game up here at Suncorp Stadium will be a ripper, and like I said, to have some New South Wales trainers and Queensland trainers there, I'm sure there'll be plenty of rivalry amongst that as well. So, mate, it's just a great time of the year, and yeah, looking forward to these good races.
Tony, what about some of the other greyhounds in your kennel? Greyhound by the name of Ticket to Paris was terrific, 3 runs back over the 500 at Albion Park in Thursday night company.
Yeah, Dave, myself and Fleur actually own her ourselves. We bred her here, and so it's. It's very exciting. She's out of a litter out of Jetta's Girl that we read here and when whelped and bred ourselves, and it's the first litter we've sort of done ourselves. So she's a really good little beast, Dave. She's got plenty of speed. She's just struggling to run the 520 at the moment, but there's not many dogs, even in that sort of group class, that can run the sections that she's running. So, no, exciting for her, but... she's probably going to be more suited to the 450, so a bit frustrating when we finally get a good dog of our own, but I'm probably going to have to send her to Melbourne because, our corner starts up here aren't what you want to aim for, and like I said, I think she's got the pace to be competitive in the sort of 450 cup races down there, so that's on the agenda in a while, but... She'll grow through her grades up here, and I just want to see if she just gets a little bit stronger, because if she can, well, she's sort of she's a really nice little bitch, yeah.
What about Shiftwell, Tony, the daughter of Beckham Bale and Exceeding Lee? Was never in it last Thursday night at headquarters, but she doesn't turn two until October, and really deserves her share of luck.
Yeah, mate, she's a nice little bitch. Same thing. She's the opposite of Ticket to Paris. Being by Beckham Bale and just the way she's running, I think she's probably going to end up a stayer, actually. And I've got a little brother in tonight, a dog called Mahoney. He's drawn box 7 in a maiden in race 1 at Albion Park tonight, and I expect him to be winning that sort of race. He's drawn nicely out there, and he's a pretty smart dog himself, and the further they go, the better he'll get too. So there are a couple of nice youngsters, and like I said, the Beckham Bales, they're bred to stay, so I think that's where they'll really shine is when they get up over more ground.
Good stuff, Tony. Well, look, thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds. All the very best, of course, with Jury in the Group 1 Winter Cup Carnival on Thursday night, and I look forward to seeing you on track.
Look forward to it, Dave. Cheers.
Thank you, Tony. Tony Brett there. Well, we played you the replay earlier of Mapunga Blazer. Absolutely amazing. 29-41, a new track record at Albion Park, a tenth of a second better than Dyna Double One's previous mark. And straight after the victory, trainer Jeff Britton was quoted as saying, Mapunga Blazer is easily the best greyhound he's trained. Well, Jeff is on the line. Good morning to you, Jeff. The win obviously means that much to you.
Yeah, look, it's been a long road with him and... Yeah, just off and on all the time, and when he came out and did that, well, it was a huge thrill.
Son of Barsha Bale and your South Australian and Warrigal Oaks champ and the Vic Peters runner-up Mapunga Nikki. He scored by 10 lengths, Jeff, at his first start on the track, and that trial you gave him at the Creek a fortnight earlier in 29-77 proved priceless.
Yeah, look, it giving him a go over just having the trip, you know, like in the plane and everything, and he was just a much more settled dog this time. So, look, he just even the, you know, coming out of the boxes, he came out a lot better than the trial and got around that corner really well.
Were you surprised at the 29-41?
Yeah, look, you know, when they break a track record, it can surprise you for sure. But I expected a fast time, but I sort of didn't expect the track record to go.
Well, look, Jeff, you're meticulous in planning your greyhounds' programs. And so after that trial at Albion Park a couple of weeks back, you took him back to Melbourne. He made his racetrack return at Sandown. He bolted in. And that was after a sizzling hand slip there where I believe he broke 23 seconds.
Yeah, look, I'd never had a dog break 23, and he went 22.88. And so then, you know, with the race at Sandown last week, I just wanted to get him, you know, used to actually getting back and being kennelled before a race and just get back into the groove again. So, you know, it ended up that so far things have turned out pretty well.
Yeah, well, he's only had a handful of starts since taking out the Group 1 maturity about this time at the Meadows last year. Then he embarked on a stud career. Didn't work out at this stage, so the move back to racing has turned out really to be a shrewd one.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, whether it's just been shrewd or what, it just might be just, it's just happened that way. And so, you know, just by having that extra time off and instead of trying to get dogs back too early, well, it might be a blessing in disguise.
Jeff, you also, I read the other day, you said that the vets, they're confident that Mapunga Blazer will eventually make it as a sire anyway.
Yeah, look, you know, we just do this side of it, you know, and... you know, see how we go from here, the racing side, and then after that, well, we'll have another go and see what happens.
What are your thoughts on Mapunga Blazer drawing box 6 in the Winter Carnival Cup final this Thursday night?
Yeah, I didn't like it, but you have to go where you've been placed. So, yeah, look, they're probably all pretty even getting to the first corner, so... you know, there's always a chance of trouble, so I just hope there's not too much trouble. And, you know, over the 500, he's probably got it over them, but it's always to that first corner. So, you know, we've just got to hope for the best.
Well, Jeff, you got two Winter Cup finalists after the Flying Amy winner Hasten Slowly recovered from early drama to score in 29-89 in one of the other heats. And he'll be in the black rug in the final, the same as when he finished runner-up in the Australian Cup. But I guess he'll need to jump well because he does like to cross and find the rail.
Yeah, look, it's, I think, you know, if he comes out well, he probably mucks up the other dog. So, yeah, look, he's pretty hit and miss, but, you know, usually since I've been up there, he hasn't really jumped the boxes that well. But as you say, we know he can jump, but I was really happy with the dog's run, how he chased chase so hard. So, if he gets a clear run and whatever, but, you know, he's a chance. But the thing is about it, if the other dog gets some sort of clear run, you know, I'm just hoping for him to run second.
Okay. Well, I know that you, of course, rate Mapunga Blazer ahead of Hasten Slowly. Jeff, you had a frustrating day yesterday. You went close in a couple of Bendigo Cup heats. You came up with 2 seconds in the shape of Milky Jones and Mapunga Molly.
Yeah, look, I was really happy with their runs, though. They, Mapunga Molly was probably racing above her grade, and Milky Jones is probably, he wants the 500, so I was really happy the way they went to run second.
What about some of your youngsters, Jeff? At Sandown yesterday, Axel Footloose, who's a son of Kinloch Bray and Footloose Diva, scoring on debut in 29 and 78. So that was really pleasing, that effort.
Yeah, look, he trialled a couple of weeks ago and, only went 30 and 14. And it was a nice surprise to see him come out and run that sort of time. So sometimes on a trial day when they run 30 and 14, you might find it's a better run than what you think. And but he has trialled well all before that, and so he looks quite promising.
Race 3 at Sandown yesterday, Blue Shadows, the son of Barsha Bale and Diva's Shadow, trained by your partner Angela Langton, was ultra impressive, Jeff. A great debut, 29 and 58.
Yeah, look, he's the most impressive part about him was the run home, and he might find a little bit of strife early in his runs, but he's only a very young dog, and he was ready for that race yesterday, but maybe after this we'll just have to take our time with him and try to get a bit of age on him. We're probably a bit stiff that Calvin Guarino's got one in there that went 48. So,
yeah.
Normally you have great maiden heats and things like that, so if you run 58, well, you'd be pretty confident of winning the final, but we're only running for second, I think, because Calvin's come up with the red.
Yeah, you're talking about often imitated?
Yeah,
that's Blue. Yeah. Well, the litter mate to Blue Shadows, Grey Ghost, finished second too often imitated. And look, it augurs well for some of the young sires and young dams. I mean, often imitated's from a pretty exciting litter. Casey and All Out of Sweet It Is. It's litter mate Aston Cometto won the second at the Meadows on Saturday night for Shona Thompson. So we're in good shape. There's some really good youngsters coming up.
Yeah, look, it's maybe the numbers are thin, but people have bred with the top shelf sort of things, and so they've really got some really good dogs out of that, and then you sort of think, well, they're going to be better for when they get over the longer trip.
Yep, too right. Well, Jeff, I look forward to seeing you and Angela on track at Albion Park in Brizzy this coming Thursday night. Thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds, and all the very best with Mapunga Blazer and Hasten Slowly.
No worries. Thanks, Dave.
Good on you, Jeff. Thanks very much for that. Mapunga Blazer, tab.com.au, is the $1.80 fixed odds favourite currently to take out the Winter Carnival Cup in box 6. Out of the 5, not available, Robbie Britton, $3.80. The third elect is Jury for Tony Brett, box 1 at $7. And then Hasten Slowly for Jeff and Angela out of box 7 at $8. And the best of the Greyhounds in double figures, number 8, It's Dylan at $12. Now, the Winter Carnival Cup's an interesting race. It's taken on many different forms over the years and has been conducted also at different times during those years. It was first staged at the Gabba over the 558 metres in 1978, called the Castlemaine 4X Trophy. It was granted Group 1 status in 1991 and 2 years later was contested at the New Albion Park Circuit. In 1997 and 98, it dropped back to a Group 2 before returning to the top level in 99. And the following year, 2000, the club developed the now successful Winter Carnival at the suggestion of race caller Johnny Brash, and the race became that carnival's major Group 1 feature, the Winter Carnival Cup. Well, we're going to focus our attention on New South Wales now, and shortly Mark Gatt's going to be joining us. But first, congratulations are in order for fellow New South Wales trainer Darren Sultana after his smart dog Black Forge's win in the Group 2 Bendigo Cup heats yesterday.
Racing in Heat 2 of the Cup, Peter Dale came out well. Black Forge shows really good pace and goes to the lead. Slingshot Whipper trying to rally up to second with Peter Dale the rails. Then My Name's David out wide on the track was Kuda Mayhem. Then RU and Wellback Hogwash, and last of all, Apache Bro coming up to the corner. The leader, Black Forge, about two in front. Slingshot Whipper is trying ever so hard, but it's the New South Wales chaser, Black Forge, all the way. Slingshot Whipper second. My Name's David third. Fourth are you.
He's a nice chaser, the son of Fabregas and Hale Queenie, leading all the way from box 5, 23.76, inarguably the best run of his career. Big Flood set the time standard in the heats in 23.64, also from box 5. While Big Flood's kennel mate Aston Duke gave trainer Shona Thompson two finalists, winning in 23.76. The other heat winners, Bernardo for Bill McMahon, 23.75. West Australian Vanderwarp for Chrissy Hulse in 23.82. Orson Allen, the baby of the field for Corey Grenfell, who was terrific in 23.69. Strike a Light for Brett and Kelly Bravo, 23.82. And Peter Gallo for Gary Selkirk in 23.91. This Friday night, $67,000 Bendigo Cup final, Group 2 level. The box draw, Peter Gallo 1, Vanderwarp 2, Aston Duke 3, Orson Allen 4, Bernardo in box number 5. And we've also got Black Forge jumping out of 6. So, Darren, all the best from the green rug. Big Floods in 7. Strike a Light, it's in box number 8. The reserves rock up top for Rob Britton and Milky Jones for Jeff Britton. Well, while I'm on the subject of Victoria, Rockoon, this year's Group 1 Hume Cup winner, broke the 500 track record at Mount Gambier yesterday, clocking 29.28 for trainer Tracy Price. $2, can you believe it? $2 was bet, which, as the legendary Paul Ambrosoli would say, was like taking corn from a blind cocky. And morning, PA and Pat, I know they tune into Going Greyhounds. Well, it's time now to get champion Wentworth Park trainer Mark Gatt on the line after he broke the sad news in the past few days that his top chaser, Ritza Lenny, has almost certainly run his last race. Let's have a listen now to Lenny taking out the 2016 Bob Payne Sprint at Wente.
Racing, Magic Spring came out brilliantly. Lagoon Jazzy away in a hurry. Magic Spring will lead Lagoon Jazzy. Moving up, Ritza Lenny with a great run. Back on the inside, Too Many Daddies. Then Aqua Cheetah, Buck 40. Further back on the run was Maya Mahi Mahi. And last of all, Brad Hill Billy. Have a look at them pack up. Ritza Lenny moved up. He grabbed the lead. Aqua Cheetah goes to second. Then Too Many Daddies. But Lenny has let loose. He is roaring away with the Bob Payne. Ritza Lenny, brilliant, by four. Second
you
in.
Little beauty. Shiver up my spine hearing that. I'm talking through my pocket as well as my head. What a win and what a field he beat, Mark Gatt. Good morning to you. We've just lost Gatty. Okay, after all of that, we've lost Gatty. So, okay, it's dropped out. We'll get him back on the line. That was just one of the great wins from Ritza Lenny, one of the great Wente Park dogs. I've got his stats. I'm going to give them to you in just a second. But really, it was just a sensational win. And in typical Ritza Lenny style, he bowed out a winner at Bulleye a fortnight back. Mark Gatt, we just played the Bob Payne. What a win that was.
Yeah, it was a good win that night. He was out sort of three and four deep and just swooped around him on the top bend. And, yeah, no, it was an exciting win.
And it was a really good field as well.
Yeah, it was. There was a few Victorians in there, and every group race is a hard race these days. So no, it was one of his best wins for sure.
Well, you said in the past week that he's over 4 years of age, Lenny. So he's probably not going to return to the racetrack.
No, look, I don't think so. If I could probably sort of patch him up and keep him going, and he'd just keep giving. He just doesn't stop trying. I could take his leg off and he'd just keep going. But I think he's done enough, and he's been racing the last sort of 6 months with missing a toe, and it's a fair bit of pressure going on the tendon there. It's got worse and worse, and now he's done the ligament and the stopper because he's had to compensate, and I think he's done enough for us, and we'll call it quits with him, and he's going to go to stud now, and we'll stand him at a fairly reasonable price at 1100, which I think is pretty good for him. It gives Breeze a chance, you know, with you know, some of the other sires are you know, sort of gone up a long way, like his father, and gives him a chance to use the son of the champion Barsha Bale, and at a reasonable price, and yeah, we'll just see how he goes.
Yeah, well, I was speaking to you at Wendy, I think it was a couple of months ago now, Mark, and you told me that he had a litter that he'd already sired from Ritsahattie. How are they going?
Yeah, they're going really good. They're 4 months old, and beautiful litter, cracking litter. And I just, you know, I know the dog's temperament, and I know everything about him, and I thought he'd be a good match for Hattie. And I know one thing, the pups will definitely chase. And I think that's what you need these days. Since they took away the dead carcass of the greyhounds, you know, it's sort of a natural instinct for the dogs, and he's definitely got plenty of chase in him, Ritsalini. So I think he'll make a good sire, a sire of a good chasing pup.
Well, speaking of fast chasers, Jeff Collison wrote that Mickey Player wants to mate Road Angel with Lenny. She's racing at Nowra today, that greyhound.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I think she's around 5 years old. Mick's done a terrific job with her. I think she's won about 25 races. And, Mick said to me the other day he wanted to use him, so that's not a problem. There's a few good breeders. Andy Lord's going to put a couple of his top bitches to him. He loves the dog. And Peter Davis put a bitch to him called Sokozy. She's the mother of some good city class dogs. And, you know, so there's a couple of people that want to use him, and they're more than welcome to use him, and hopefully he gets some nice pups on the ground.
Ritsalini, he won 30 of 67 races, a further 20 placings. 15 of those wins were at Wendy. His PB was 29 and 59, so every trainer would love to have one like Ritsalini in his kennel. Now, while we're here, Gaddy, on Saturday night, on the eve of her second birthday, Ritsamilli was really never in it from box two at Wentworth Park. She's won 7 of 12. How's she pulled up?
Yeah, she's pulled up good. She's a real, you know, all or nothing bitch. She seems to be one of these bitches that has to lead, and the lid's open. The one done a right-hand turn, and she done a left-hand turn, and that was it. She was sort of out the back, and to me, she seems like the type of bitch that wants to be straight on the bunny. You know, she doesn't seem to want to chase real hard from behind. She might want to visit Ritsalini in the near future too.
Okay. And Gaddy, last Wednesday night in the final event at Wentworth Park, Rockstar Romeo won his first race at Wendy, owned by our good mates Chrissy Nutt and Sean Evans. He had his share of problems early on, but it must have been pleasing for you for him to win the other night.
Yeah, it was. He was a pup that broke in real good for Chris, and Chris had, you know, dramas with him, and sort of couldn't get into the track, and he asked me to take him, and I took him, and we've got him there. And look, I don't think he'll ever show the ability that he really has, but he's a real hard chasing dog, and you know, we won in town with him, and I'm sure he'll win plenty more. But he is a dog that tracks himself real hard. Track legs when they belt their back leg, and he's one of the worst dogs I've ever had. There's no reason why he does it. He hasn't got an injury, and he's not out nowhere. It's just his gait and the way he gallops, and geez, he belts his leg, and he's basically running around the track absolutely hammering his back leg. And, you know, we strap him and try and look after it and work on it, but yeah, he's just one of those dogs that hits his back leg really hard. And I think he does a good job to do what he does just with the way he does gallop. So, yeah.
Well, Mark, thanks a lot for joining us on Going Greyhounds and letting us know about your kennel, about Ritsalini. All the best with the bloke at his stud career, and I'll catch you soon.
We will. See you, Dave.
Thanks, Mark. There's Gaddy there, Mark Gatt. And just before we go, some very sad news on the show this morning with the passing of Denise Priest, whose son Terry Priest is a top trainer in the Hunter. Denise played a big part in the kennel's success, including the likes of Old Spice, Miss Huxtable, Sal's Flame and Wild Miss Junior. And our sympathies go out to Terry, his wife Stacey, their daughter and two sons, along with Terry's sisters Deb and Donna. And we wish Terry all the very best tonight at Grafton, where he has runners in the Big Maiden Classic. Tonight's meeting kicks off Grafton's Winter Greyhound Racing Carnival. The final will be run on Wednesday night, July 11, and my Sky colleague Jason Lincoln will be trackside at Grafton for it. Cozzy, I'll be in Grafton, but I'll be on annual leave. And after being at the Gallops that very day for the Ramorny, I think it's best I don't go near a microphone.
No, well, I'll be up there from Monday because Darren Weir and I are guest speakers at the lunch on Monday.
Oh, stop it.
So that's going to be a very quiet function, that one, I can tell
you. You and Weary. Well, I get there on Tuesday, so maybe we can link up.
If Weary and I are out on bail by then. it'll be a fantastic lunch. I can guarantee you that if you want to come along next Monday at Grafton. I can guarantee a few laughs. Don't worry about that.
It'll be an absolute ripper. Bring on Grafton. Cozzy, I'm, as of this coming Friday, I'm off on about 3 weeks annual leave, so I won't be back on the show until Monday, July the 30th. Timmy Newbold, the battler, is going to be in the chair next week.